going to the interior, you're safer. You gotta do your search. You gotta do, like, hey, how safe is the city? Right. But even my city, I wouldn't be afraid of walking with my phones on my hand at 8 and stuff like that. While on Real, I left even my I almost left my clothes at home. I was afraid of going with my clothes walking on Rio because I was at Copacabana at 1 a.m. walking. I was like, I'm gonna get robbed. So I might as well don't have anything to get robbed with. So it's my experience on Rio.
Wow. Like, have you been robbed? I'm assuming yes then.
No, just my, like, I never got, like, guns robbed, like, hand. I think I have the street smartness to prevent that. Like, right. I'm looking around, I see if people are coming to me, I'm walking the opposite direction, like, but I got my things robbed, so I left, for instance, before coming here, like, 1 week before coming here, I left my $1,000 bike locked with two things outside of my workplace. I went there for 10 minutes, the minute I got back, my bike was gone, and happens a lot of time with me, like, all my... I've lost my things, as I said, more than 8 times during my lifetime.
Wow.
So it's a...
What was your experience like then coming... When you came here for school? Like, what... Like, what was your biggest takeaways? Like, what was that like?
Well, not sure takeaways. It's just... It's crazy how safe you feel. As I was saying, I wouldn't be afraid of walking even in Hastings because it seems that... I understand what's happening. I know the place I'm at. So it's like, I feel safe wherever I am. Like, the craziest thing is when I started renting my own house and it's all open and it's like, I don't know. I don't know if I have takeaways. As I was saying, I think going back right now, it's definitely going to be a thing. I'm going to have a different impact of, like, where I am, what I am afraid of. I don't know. I'll tell you after.
Yeah, please do. Please do. That's, wow. Yeah.
Well, I think we can wrap up a little bit here. We went over so many interesting things today.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being here with me, Sarah.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This has been such a... I've never done a podcast before. It's such a cool experience.
You were telling me before that you had never been at one. You did amazing. We've talked for 1 hour and 10 minutes.
That's crazy.
And that's so crazy. Outside for your music recommendations. So everyone that listened, all the musics, I hope you enjoy. I hope you're having a great Christmas. And if you're hearing that after New Year's as well, whatever you are, I hope you're doing well and safe. Thank you for being with us. Any left messages? Final messages for everyone?
I don't know. Happy holidays. I don't know.
Nice. Happy holidays, everyone. Thank you so much.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, and we hope you have a great holiday season.
Good morning. It's Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby. We just danced our way awake with Soul Makassa.
Yeah, I'm a young black man who uses art to champion and celebrate blackness, as well as creating art that showcases black men as comprehensive, emotionally intelligent human beings.
Right now, we are going to hear a spoken word rap piece by Slam Poetry winner JB, the First Lady. That is Lady Johnny Proby singing Don't Quit, and here at Speak Up, we do not quit. Love, laughter, argument, and encouragement. The words are too few for the essence of you. And it shows just one of the ways that you can take feelings of pain and transform them to love and recognition. Today, we're exploring senior issues through digital media and the creative arts. My guests are Leslie Riemann, the director of the 411 Center, and Joel Flynn from Podstream. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, welcoming you to the Friday Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon What You've Heard show. We have conversations about social issues, culture, and creative arts events, potent samplings about special months like Health Month, Black History Month, Women's Month, Nutrition Month, and more. See you Friday at 10 a.m.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Many young people are eager to help the environment, from fighting climate change to protecting endangered species. But it can be hard to turn that passion into a career especially if you do not know others working in environmental fields or lack the resources to get specialized training.
We work with a lot of folks who are newcomers and immigrants, and their family is telling them, you know, look, we need to make ends meet. And so they don't have that choice necessarily to be like, I want to pursue a career in sustainability.
Lauren Castellino is the founder of the Green Career Center, which helps women, immigrants, and people of color in Canada start environmental careers. It offers an online tool to match people with wage subsidy programs offered by the Canadian government and other groups. These programs make it easier for employers to hire and train new people and help young people gain paid work experience in environmental fields. The group also holds networking events, posts job listings, and helps people find trainings for new skills. Castellino says thousands of people have used their resources.
Just so inspiring to see and hear of all the stories of the people who are involved in our work and being able to succeed and build their career in Canada.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm back. And you have just listened to another incredible story here at this open mic. My name is Iago, and thank you so much for staying tuned in. We have uncovered some of the Sarah's stories. It was such a nice and productive talk. I learned a lot. I'm honestly considering and really willing to travel abroad, to volunteer, to have some such experience as she had. And for the rest of this episode, we'll be hearing songs. I've been playing some indie, some rocky indie folks, some of my favorites. And if you want to find out more about the songs that are being played on this episode, you can log in into cjsf.ca. Thank you so much for being an active listener, and I see you back here next week. And following up, you can hear for conversations from SFU Faculty of Communication, Arts, and Technology from 4 to 4:30 p.m. Me and you next week on this open mic. Thank you so much, and see you soon.
Late nights, east side. We were renegades on a vacant street. Remember, we was thick as thieves. Were you pretending that whole summer? Did you ever really care? Were you undercover lying through your teeth? 'Cause you always knew how to drag me down. Wish I could drown you out.
oh my dear, will you wear beige, Jenny Jenkins?
No, I won't wear beige, cause it shows my age. I'll buy me a folder roll of Tilly Donna, secret number, use it cause I roll to find me. Roll, Jenny Jenkins, roll.
Will you wear yellow, oh my dear, oh my dear, will you wear yellow, Jenny Jenkins?
Seek
a double, use a cover, roll to find me. Roll, Jenny Jenkins, roll. Will you wear brown, oh my dear, oh my dear? Will you wear brown, Jenny Jenkins?
No, I won't wear brown, cause I never get around. I'll
find me a fully roll, Jenny Jenkins, seek a double, use a cover, roll.
pushed my desk beside you. My Spanish starts to improve. I need a partner like you. I'm yours in perpetuity. You hate girls in my vicinity. You say my friends are bad for me. I lost them with my virginity.
Saturday night, spend my check to put diamonds on your neck. Who is he? Just a friend. You would never get with him. When you drive in his car, other guys would go insane. If I tell you how I feel, you just do it anyways, boy.
Outside your haunted house in my first ride, I see your mama not three times. We lock eyes as a deadbolt slides in the dark arts. I am dabbling. I'm a voodoo doll for stabbing. In the smoke pit, lips are blabbing. I can fix this. I'm not gambling.
You can go through my phone. You know I'll leave yours alone. Who is she? Tell her go. I'm the only girl you know. When you drive in this car, tell you how I feel, you just do it anyways, boy. This time.
human being on the sty. Don't even know why these days I don't even know why I now I am walking around my block late night smoking a spliff. Pretend I'm in a music video. I stopped to write this down, but the smoke just burns my eyes. And I think of this time, this time, this time.
Christmas.